Blog Talk Radio.
The struggling governments of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico have received some good news. The U.S. territories will get an infusion of $11 billion in more disaster relief grants to rebuild their severely damaged infrastructures. The money was included in a two-year bipartisan budget that Congress passed Friday in a rarely seen compromise agreement. In a statement following the budget deal, Governor Kenneth Mapp of the U.S. Virgin Islands said that of the $11 billion, $2 billion have been designated for the repair and reconstruction of both of the territory's electrical grids. This is on top of the $50 million in federal grant money that Governor Mapp said he has already set aside to reconstruct the Virgin Islands power system. Mapp and Virgin Islands Delegate to Congress Stacy Plaskett lobbied Congress after the hurricanes for funds not just to rebuild the power system to its pre-existing condition, but to modernize it and make it more resilient for future hurricanes. Power in the U.S. Virgin Islands has been restored to almost 100% of residents and businesses that are connected to the electrical grid. Hurricanes Irma and Maria ravaged the islands in September, severely damaging the territory's power system, which caused a territory-wide blackout and left residents without power and running water for 3 to 4 months. The former executive director of the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority, Julio Rima Sr., said that Irma, which struck the islands on September 6, destroyed 90% of the power transmission and distribution system in the St. Thomas, St. John district, which includes Water Island. Rima added that Maria, which struck the Virgin Islands about 2 weeks later, destroyed 65% of the transmission and distribution system on St. Croix. Over 800 linemen from across the United States assisted local crews with restoring power, but there is still much work to be done. A lot of the street lights and traffic lights are still down, and residents are subjected to frequent power outages. For decades, residents in the U.S. Virgin Islands have had to live with frequent power outages due to the antiquated electrical system. These additional funds, along with the support of several high-powered officials, like former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and former President Bill Clinton, will help MAP achieve his goal of rebuilding a stronger and better infrastructure. Clinton visited the Virgin Islands and the island of Dominica last week. The Clinton Foundation is launching an initiative called the Action Network on Post-Disaster Recovery to assist with hurricane recovery efforts in the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the small independent countries of Dominica, Antigua, and Barbuda. The Action Network will focus on 5 areas: energy, infrastructure, health, education, and economic development. According to the Clinton Foundation, Hurricane Irma destroyed 95% of homes and other infrastructure in Barbuda, forcing residents to relocate to its sister island of Antigua. And Hurricane Maria destroyed more than 80% of the infrastructure in Dominica. Hurricane Maria also severely damaged the electrical grid in Puerto Rico, leaving 3.4 million people without power. Thousands of residents in Puerto Rico are still without power. Puerto Rico's Electric Power Authority reported Friday that power has been restored to about 73% of its customers. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, FEMA estimates that 18,500 homes were damaged. This number does not include the homes of those who rent housing. The U.S. Virgin Islands also sustained severe damage to its infrastructure, including its 2 hospitals, several schools, police, and fire stations, its airports and seaports, its post offices, and many government buildings. As part of his plan to rebuild a more resilient power system, MAP said that the wooden street light poles that once lined the roadways in the Virgin Islands will be replaced with composite poles. The wooden poles cost about $400 each, whereas the composite poles cost about $4,000 each, but MAP said the investment is worth it. He said the composite poles are guaranteed to withstand 200 miles per hour winds, and the poles have serial numbers that are trackable by the manufacturer through a GPS system so they can be easily tracked if damaged. When Hurricanes Irma and Maria made landfall in the U.S. Virgin Islands, they had sustained winds of between 176 to 185 miles per hour. MAP also wants to reduce the power system's dependency on costly imported fuel and use more renewable sources of energy like wind and solar energy, which will decrease the cost of electricity. Residents and businesses in the Virgin Islands have been saddled with high electric bills for years. Despite falling world petroleum prices, the average cost of electricity in the U.S. Virgin Islands is about three times higher than the average in the 50 states, according to a 2017 report by the U.S. Energy Information Administration. MAP also plans to put 2-megawatt generators on the island of St. John for backup power in the event of a power disruption at the main electrical grid on St. Thomas. Currently, MAP said, if the electrical grid on St. Thomas goes down, the entire island of St. John is plunged into darkness. St. Croix has a separate electric grid. Governor MAP said the increased funding will also allow the Virgin Islands to rebuild its damaged schools, hospitals, roads, and port facilities, and take care of residents without health insurance who depend on Medicaid. The budget deal includes an additional $4.9 billion in Medicaid funds for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and it waives the requirement for those governments to share in the cost of Medicaid for 2 years. This will give much-needed relief to these financially strapped governments. Congresswoman Plaskett has been a strong advocate for parity regarding Medicaid funding, arguing that the territories have historically gotten a smaller percentage of money than the states for their entitlement programs like Medicaid, which she contends has contributed to their financial distress. Governor MAP said the waiver of the local Medicaid match will save the Virgin Islands $142 million in scarce local funds. This is Shirley Smith reporting. Thank you for tuning into Your Voice Matters.